Cheers.
Did you like it?
Welcome to our podcast.
Welcome to Two Bras.
Talking Bravo. We're sipping on some Loverboy espresso martinis by bartender. What's another word for, like, what's a classy word for bartender? Like,
bartender.
cocktail artist Jasmine.
No, what's the mixologist?
That's the one I was trying to think of.
Yeah, good old mixologist me. See, this is something. Remember last time we talked about me being a bartender and I was like, I'd be a really shit bartender. And you were like, you don't see a career for me in it because it was really bad.
Oh, yeah.
This is something I can make.
So, like, pouring from a can into. So, you can, like, pour Bud Lights.
I did shake it.
True.
Remember, I have a shaker, so I do qualify as, like,
all right.
Somewhat of a mixologist.
Yeah,
I had ice in my, so yeah, I always have ice in my my tray, unlike some people.
Oh, trust me, we have like 7 ice trays now.
Nice, I have 4.
Never run out.
Do you have like different cube sizes?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
That's the way to go.
Big cubes, little cubes.
Yes. Dude, that's how you... Why'd you fall?
Because I don't think I have any other cubes.
I got the big cubes, like the really big ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have, and then I got.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is so not interesting at all. We have so much to talk about.
Okay. Super fun facts. You remember how I said I'm been dying to go to Charleston, especially because you went?
Yeah.
I went to Charleston next year.
What?
So the bachelorette that I was supposed to go to that was going to be in Hilton Head, she changed her mind and she was like, fuck it, let's go to Charleston because there were no, I think like the whole flight situation was like going to be, you know, to Hilton Head. It's just chaotic.
Yeah.
Like no direction.
Yeah! Like, that's amazing. Oh my gosh. You will not regret it.
So
I will give you
excited.
So many recommendations. You know all the places you've seen Southern Charm.
I mean, I've basically been there. Like, I've literally watched 9 seasons of Southern Charm.
I know.
And in Southern Hospitality, and then I live vicariously through you. Like, I've literally basically been there.
I know. When you're there, you're going to be like, I'm here.
Oh my god, I'm
so excited.
So pumped.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, so that was some big news.
Yay!
So I'm super excited about that.
Oh my gosh, you're gonna be living Southern Charm.
Dude, and Southern Hospitality. Hopefully we get a chance to go to Republic.
You have to.
I know. I mean,
if you guys plan on getting a table at any point that we can
Republic. I don't see the thing is that I don't know if getting a table is gonna be the vibe. I mean, I'm unsure yet. It's still far away. I feel like we might do what you did, which is like maybe go there for a couple drinks just to like check it out, and then maybe go, I don't know, somewhere else. I feel like bourbon and bubbles might be more the vibe, cocktail bar.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because
but you're gonna want to have like a going out night. Like,
don't
at some
get
point.
Me wrong. I hope we can go to Republic. Like, I really hope one night they want to like rager. But yeah, I guess it'll depend like who's actually like going, because it's still like. Not till like May, I think, is when it's gonna happen.
So
my
I'm
liver
so
is gonna die though, because we have Laura's bachelorette in Miami, and then the month after I have this bachelorette in Charleston, and then the month after I'll be in Europe for like a long time.
I mean,
so
you've done worse.
That's true. That's the
You'll
sad part.
Fine.
I have.
I didn't mean you've done worse. You've survived worse.
I'm a survivor.
Yeah, you are.
But yes, I'm super pumped.
That's sick. Oh my god.
Another news for you. What are you doing on January 11th? I know it is your dad's birthday.
Yeah.
But if you are available on that date, Pillows and Beers coming to Boston, if you are interested.
Oh.
Tickets are not out yet. I was like,
oh, I wish it was literally any other day.
They might have multiple days, and
they
let's
have
hope
multiple
so.
Days. I'm down.
And if they don't, let's put it out into the universe. Craig and Austin, I don't know, you're probably not listening to this, but we're putting it out into the universe. Please be a different day, because that is Monica's dad's birthday.
Very important.
Which is super, super important. But the tickets are not out yet, because if they were, I was going to buy some.
Oh my gosh. No
for
way.
A little gift.
I definitely would
but
go.
But they are not out yet, so...
No, I would absolutely go.
I also don't know if the date is solidified yet, but they did announce it in their most recent pod episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not on their website yet.
No, because they, like, It's not like finalized.
Okay.
But they're like already putting it out. Oh, so I was like, oh my God, we have to go.
Wait. Oh no, we're totally going if they have multiple dates. Honestly, hopefully. I feel like there are so many guys. Go buy tickets to Pillow and Beer. Let's sell out Boston so they add another show.
I mean, true.
Or honestly, you go anywhere. Like, I went to Stassi, you grab a friend.
Oh, man. Anyone would go alone.
Yeah, you can. You'd love it anyway. You'd make so many friends. You'd hand out pamphlets.
That is true. I forgot you went to Stassi's thing alone. That was legendary.
I survived. And I'm, like, way less outgoing than you, so.
No, you were so outgoing. You were definitely.
No.
You were secretly outgoing. Like, you think I'm outgoing just because I have, like, a loud voice, and I am, like...
No, it's because I've known you for, like, 10 years. I know but, you're
outgoing. Dude, I've known you, too, and, like, I have literally seen you talk to, like a lot, to a bunch of people. I think you might need a couple drinks in you, but... No, but actually, though, like, I'm not even kidding. Like, I've seen you be way more talkative than me. Like, way more, like, put yourself out there. I definitely
can be really talkative if I have more drinks.
I've seen it, man.
But... No, I do like meeting people and I like talking to people, but obviously, like, I'm just way less likely to approach anybody, I think, than you are.
maybe, like, 2% more.
Either way, we'll go, someone, we'll have some representation there.
Hopefully, regardless. It's a different day so we can go together. If not, we'll talk, we'll chat. Okay. Okay, also, side note, how sore are you from that personal training we did the other day?
This is, I think it's the least sore I've been, but I'm sore. Like, don't get me wrong. But, I can get up out of bed without screaming. That's true. So I think I consider that progress.
The trauma is less, for sure.
Yeah.
My ass has never been in this much pain.
Oh.
Like, I'm in so much pain right now just from sitting down.
Oh, no.
It's so painful. Oh. Like, that exercise... killed the hell out of me. For reference, guys, Mon is super strong. I literally lifted, I think, like a 20, and this one lifted like 100.
For what?
The weight size. When we did that exercise that I was like literally crying and dying and like
one. The one-legged hip thrust?
Yeah.
I wasn't using 100. You kidding me? I was using 45.
Dude, that was like so heavy.
Well, I have a barely big butt. And I've been doing these exercises. Granted, I took a long break. I've been doing them, so the muscles are in there somewhere, you know. But yeah, really you're strong impressive. Too. We got stronger, you know. We had fun doing PT.
Get in there.
Getting our asses.
But watch yourself. Don't test me.
That's why I got my muscle shirt on, even though it's 55 degrees outside.
But yeah, how is everything with you?
Really much less interesting than everything that's been going on this week with Bravo. Okay, the first thing that popped into my mind, I need to vent about it.
Yeah.
Cause trauma. Tom Sandoval's
trailer
for his podcast.
I didn't even watch it. I couldn't.
You didn't?
Okay, listen. He took his shirt off and I was like, nope, I can't do it.
So cringy. I truly can't, like...
I thought I was gonna die from cringing. I was like, I can't do it.
First of all, we know we hopped on the podcast bandwagon. That's fine. Okay. People like us. Nobody likes him. No one wants to listen to him.
That's just kind of, like, the funniness of his fucking name.
Especially, like, yeah, the name of it's Everyone Loves Tom, right?
Yeah.
Funny. Like, you're so funny. He's doing it because Raquel's doing it. I guarantee you. He's like, well, if she's going to tell her part of the story, I'm going to tell my part of the story. Like, why do you have to be such a narcissist? Like, why can't you just let her have this?
Dude, he full on, like, needs everybody to be, like, talking about. I mean, we're literally talking about him right now. Like, he's literally succeeding by doing what he's doing. Like, everybody needs to think about him. He needs to make sure he's secure with that. He also needs to make sure that he's, like, making money. Because, honestly, his business, like, his restaurant business did take a hit. It's just true. Because of his, like, shitty reputation. And you know, like, just because of how, like, popular he is or well spoken about, he's gonna get a ton of ads. Like, I bet you even people who hate him are gonna listen to that. I bet you we're gonna listen to that freaking podcast at some point. I can't do it right now.
I don't know. I need some more healing to be done before I can listen to his voice again, honestly. I bet BetterHelp is gonna sponsor him because they'd be like,
True.
Hey, Tom.
True. But there was one thing that I did watch. So, like, he posted, like, a little snippet of, like, what's going to be included in the pod.
Oh.
And it talks about how the producers were like, you have to film this scene with Ariana for the new season. And if you do it, we'll let you be on Winter House. Or something like that. And then after he did it, then they were like, you know what? You don't need to be in Winter House anymore.
Whoa.
Yeah, but this is Tom's point of
view.
Yeah,
I don't know if I believe.
Which is
like,
probably
that's
bullshit.
Why would I waste my time listening to something that I don't believe a word of?
I know. That's the thing. It's probably all bullshit.
Exactly. Like, why is he going to waste his time?
We're too busy, honestly, to listen to this podcast. But like, that was crazy.
If anyone ends up listening to it, let us know. Like, if you need to give us, you know, an episode to listen to or something, or I don't know. But wow, shocking news.
How the frick did we even find it? Because I unfollow him on Instagram.
Oh no! All of the Bravo sites were posting about it, or like the Bravo fan pages that we repost. I know, disgusting. I wonder if Raquel's came out yet. Because she said that she was going to have one, too. I mean, it took us,
I don't know,
24 hours to boot up a podcast. And her interview with Bethany was a couple months ago. So
okay, question. Who the fuck is Bethany?
I know. So she started, like, this skinny, I'm pretty sure she started, like, the skinny girl, like, cocktails and, like, the skinny girl wine. Have you heard of those?
She did?
Pretty sure.
Yeah, no, I do know those. What? So she must be loaded.
Yeah.
Because they're popular. Like, I've seen them, like, around.
Yeah. And she was on Shark Tank. She was a shark on Shark Tank.
Oh, I did hear that.
She was runner-up on NBC reality competition series The Apprentice, Martha Stewart, in 2005.
Mm. Nice. Yeah, I literally had no idea where the hell she was until the Raquel thingy. But it was just, like, the funniest thing ever because she clearly, like, had Raquel on her podcast for freaking views.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
And it was just hilarious because she, like, never even watched the show. So, like, her entire podcast was, I have no idea who you are and I have no idea what this is about, but why don't you talk to me and tell me? And you're like, what?
No, she had no clue. Actually, she was on Real Housewives of NYC, the...
what?
2008 to 10 and
like
then
the
2015
OG
to... 19, yeah.
We need to check out Real Housewives of New York, the new one.
I know.
I'm getting a lot of hype from it, from a lot of, like, sources.
Yeah,
I even put, like, a poll on our Insta story just to see if anyone that follows us are, like, actually interested for us to talk about it. But,
okay.
It'll be on my list. So, hopefully
the list is long.
Oh my god, it is so long because the one thing we never even addressed last episode was Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Oh my god. Like,
crazy pants.
So mind blown. I know it just started, but like, dude, last season, it was kind of boring. I mean, like, it was probably good. I think I watched, I don't know, maybe 5 episodes. And I think we both dropped off.
Yeah, a lot of people dropped off because a lot of people were bored,
like,
and confused because it's just, I don't know, the way that they film Housewives, I just feel like it's not like Summer House where we know it's every weekend. I don't know. For me, at least, mentally, the, like, chronology of, like, how what time span was in between these things? You know what I mean? Has it been weeks? Has it been, like, days?
I don't know.
I just get confused. And I'm like, I don't even remember who's mad at whom. Like, why are they friendly all of a sudden? Like, they fight and they're like, I love you. And it's like, I don't know. I can't keep up. Like, did you feel the same way?
To be honest, this is, like, a terrible answer, but, like, I don't even know if I have a proper comment because I don't really remember much. Like, the thing is that all I remember was getting hooked was because Jen Shah was getting investigated by the FBI. And because you told me to start season 2. So I was like, this shit's crazy. So I actually didn't even watch season 1. So I didn't really understand the relationships between the women to begin with. But then I liked it also just because the drama was, like, juicy. I mean, it was around, like, the FBI investigation and then how, like, all of the women were kind of like part of it in a way, or how they were affected by Jen.
Yeah.
So like that drama was like, yo, this is crazy. And then Mary is just like freaking hilarious.
But the thing is, she like goes from unbearable to hilarious.
Oh yeah.
Which I think is maybe what keeps her interesting, because you're like, why the hell is she here? When she came back in this season, she's a freaking bombshell.
This motherfucker. Okay. Like, why is she? There's a part of me that literally goes, why the frick is she on the show? But she's so funny. Like, this bitch doesn't do anything. She just sits in that Sprinter van the entire season, makes the driver drive her around to get McDonald's. Her food to McDonald's. Also, that word made me so hungry.
I know, right?
She got the fried fish sandwich.
Chicken nuggets.
Large fries. I was like,
down that right now.
Dude, if anyone was like, do you want to go to McDonald's or go to the bar? I'd be like, take me to McDonald's. Are you kidding me? That sounds so good.
And like, seeing how that dinner went with all of them, she made the right call.
Oh my God, that dinner was so awkward.
I was truly, I'm not exaggerating, I was completely sober watching this episode.
I was
episode.
Laughing my ass off again.
This is when Meredith Marks got so drunk that she went British. And I like literally was crying, streaming tears. You can leave.
And meanwhile, this chaos is happening. Freaking Heather is just downing a million espresso martinis. The best part is, you know, this bitch is getting drunk when her hat moves to the side.
Oh my gosh, the cat mama!
Dude, the freaking drunker she gets, the more her hat's just like moving to the side.
And then she just shunders in the van.
Yes.
Whitney's like, I can't, I'm gonna sympathy beer. That was like the single best episode of all of the season so far.
Honestly, like, kudos to Whitney though. That woman is strong as hell. If I was in her shoes, I would have been chundering everywhere. Like, dude, if we were in a van together and you threw up right next to me, that's it. I'm out. I'm going. I'm joining you. That's disgusting.
But she, the thing is, like,
it was crazy.
As a motion sickness girly, like, they stopped and then she threw up. Like, the doors were open, everyone was gone, and then she threw up just literally 3 steps out the door.
I know.
3 steps out the door and you're fine. You don't even have to get out. Just like, dude, go over the
she
stairs.
Was so drunk though. She literally goes, I can't move. And the fact that she goes, I'm scared, I lost my shit.
Oh,
she literally goes, I'm so drunk, I can't move, I'm scared.
And then the next day, she was such a champ, too. She's like, puke and rally.
Oh my God. And she goes, hey guys, I'm alive. And she's doing like this. A little.
She's got to be the best one.
Celebratory
right now.
Dance frick. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that was so good.
Wow.
Dude, those guys deserve an Oscar. Like,
yeah.
So good. Like, I laughed my ass off season 2. Like, I know we didn't talk about it, but Meredith just getting like so angry and then trying to call security, but it's the waiter.
Wasn't his name Chad?
I don't even know. Yeah, probably.
It's like, Chad, not security.
Just
like,
the
I'll
waiter.
See what I can do.
So
I'm
good.
The host of the dinner and I want her to leave.
Even this last episode, she was like, you are disgusting. You are, like, just going off on her rocker. Like, that woman
gets activated.
Oh my God, she gets so activated. Like, okay, quick poll, quick math. Who's like, more activated? Lindsay, Meredith, or
Gigi?
That's so good.
I know. Okay, it's hard because they get activated by different things. Lindsay gets activated by personal relationship drama.
And if you don't make her a sandwich.
And if you don't make her a sandwich, which honestly, if I'm hangry, same. Meredith gets triggered by, like, if she has something going on in her life. And then,
which is always, apparently.
I know, but, like, she's been going through it. Like, I don't know. I feel for her. Like, you never know what anyone else is going through. Her, I think one of her like father passed away recently. That was one of her things she was going through.
Oh, was
and
it?
Then there's something about a sick child. It's like, okay, it doesn't matter if it's not her own child. If it's someone close to her family and it's traumatic, like, it's okay for her to be upset about it. Like, it's okay for her to tell people, like, I'm going through this hard thing. I need some sympathy. Like, I think Whitney's being a little mean about it.
See, that no, you have a good point. I agree with you. I think for me, I honestly didn't know what she was going through. And, like, I didn't... Did you hear that? That's my washing machine turning on by itself. Don't even say that! I can't handle that. But because it turned on, I'm not going to go right now, but I would literally run and throw something in the laundry.
It's broken, by the way. It turns on by itself, but it won't turn on when Jazz asks it to, because you don't ask the ghost nicely enough.
What? Literally don't do this right now. I can't handle it. Live alone. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, Meredith.
Yeah.
So, like, Whitney. I honestly, I never really knew what was going on. I think
she didn't.
She's really confused.
No, because she didn't say anything about it. She's just like, there's like something going on.
I think the confusing part for me was literally all the ladies being like, Meredith, you're always going through something. It's always something. And in my head, I'm like, I mean, I didn't really notice, to be honest, but like, I guess. But I also don't know what she's going through.
Right. Like, I mean, unless she's really exaggerating things that are really minor, which, again, we don't really know what she's going through.
Yeah,
sometimes when it rains, it pours, and there's just a lot of shit going on.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes that happens. Like, that's life. You can't be mean to her about it, and if she's going to be a little more sensitive than usual, let her be. She's on the Housewives
show.
You
tell her. Go DM Whitney right now and be like, listen, little girl.
Hello. Bobblehead. I'm excited for that episode.
So oh my god, what was in the last episode when I think it was Mary on the phone with the Trixie Motel?
Oh,
and she goes,
I think that was like
too many Dom Perignon or something like that.
And then her eyes just she goes, hello, is this the Trixie Motel? Oh, sorry, motel. Yes. Do you have 2013 Dom Perignon? No.
The best part too was what activity did they do where Mary goes, can we do something more luxurious?
Was it the team building in the park?
Yes, maybe it was that. But I love how she goes to McDonald's afterwards.
I know, right?
This bitch makes no sense.
No, she doesn't, but like, we need her, honestly.
Dude,
for
that
the comic
woman
relief. The
is
editing has been on point with her.
So good. They're like, yo, Mary, you don't want to hang out with us? No. Hey, Mary, do you want to come sit next to us? No, I don't. Stop talking to me like that. God, like, I don't even like you. Like,
you're like, why are you
don't
on
be
vacation
fake
with us?
No, but actually,
you don't want to do anything with us.
I don't know if she knows that people like that she's a mean bitch, but I'm living for it.
No, me too. It's so good. And then with this week's episode, when they were all in drag and
so
they're fighting,
good.
And it's just like, it reminds me of when the Toms were in drag and was it Miami or New Orleans?
Yes, he's a battered wife.
That was the battered wife. Like, just when there's a theme and they fight, like, that's really the best that Bravo gets. Like,
okay, when Lisa freaking Barlow showed up in her outfit, I lost my shit. I laughed so hard because she was so happy.
She's like, glammed in my face.
The fact that she was like, I flew glam in. I pay glam this much. I need Morgan. I need Morgan. Like, I can't do it. I can't do it. And it's like losing her shit.
It's like, really, Lisa? Like, you you had us for a few episodes. Like, we were team Lisa. And then you just get like super privileged and be like, this is not for me. It's like,
I will just, like, she did an amazing job though. She literally wore the sarong and like a freaking swimsuit at that really expensive restaurant in the last episode. Like, that was amazing. Like, I was laughing so hard. I was like, everybody else looks normal except Lisa. Lisa literally.
And the cat mom hat.
And the cat. Wait, did you watch What Happened Live?
No.
Oh, it's okay. It's not like a spoiler or anything, but the cat mom hat, Heather gave it to Andy, and he's gonna put it in the Bravo like Hall of Fame.
No way! Oh, that's legendary.
She did say, she was like, here's the hat. I did clean it. So
There's no vomit on it.
Well, because he was like, is this the hat? And she was like, yeah, but I cleaned it, I swear. They even asked her too at that episode, they were like, did you pee yourself? Or was that your throw up just leaking from the bag? And she was like, honestly, I don't even know. Like,
oh, I know. Oh, it was really
shit show. Also, who has 5 espresso martinis in one night? That's pretty excessive.
Crazy.
Like, at that point, how are you not, like, bouncing off walls and, like, no. I don't know. What's the most espresso martinis you ever had?
I don't know if I ever have more than 2.
I feel like I only have 1.
Yeah, honestly, probably 1.
Because you have 1, and then I'm like, all right, I get a little boost. It's also not this one, but, like, typically they're a little on the heavy side.
Yeah.
Because of, like, the cream or whatever the hell they put in there, the Baileys. Yeah. And then, yeah, I just switch to, like, another drink.
Yeah, and I only do them if I, like, actually need
to wake
energy
up.
Like, if it's like if we're going out to dinner and then we're not doing anything after, if it's like late, like I'm not gonna do an espresso martini unless you're past like the peak of drunkenness and you're like, espresso martini sounds so good right now.
Really?
I don't know if I do that though, because then if you're at a bar, you're not gonna be like that dude asking for an espresso martini. You do it True. At dinner.
I feel like the right? best time to have, well, yes. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I feel like the only time I order espresso martini is either the first drink of the night where we're at dinner, or if it's after dinner, but like we're going out.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm like, okay, fuck it. I need espresso martini to like survive this evening.
As like a dessert.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, but Heather was not sticking to that.
That woman just kept it coming. I mean, I don't blame her though, because that dinner was a shit show.
She had the best time out of anybody.
She did.
Also, the Trixie Motel.
Amazing.
So cute.
I feel like that's like
my dream.
I was just gonna say, I feel like it's your dream. It's like all pink, like Barbie lookalike house.
It's
that was really
so
cool.
Cute.
We should
that
go.
That place is awesome. The interior too, so good.
Do you think they're? Did you look at them on Airbnb?
No, I mean, no, I haven't.
Could go for your bachelorette. I mean, look, you got options. Now we got the Shrek Airbnb.
Oh my gosh.
Or we got the Trixie Motel.
Really hard to pick from.
Have 2 bachelorettes.
True. One in Scotland. One in Palm Springs.
No big deal. YOLO, why not?
It's Palm Springs, right?
Yeah, it's Palm Springs in California. Cool. Yeah, the Palm Springs one's like, honestly, same flight. I'm not gonna lie. Literally 6 hours to go to California, 6 hours to go to Scotland.
That's true. All right, TBD. Stick
get,
around,
get
guys.
Get wild, man.
For a few years. You'll find out.
But Salt Lake City's been really good.
Yeah. Delicious.
I burned money.
Okay, we're here. We're
at that
here,
point,
we're
I
back.
Wish I ate it.
Jazz, I'm sorry to report. We're talking about Uber Eats Anonymous a couple episodes ago. She relapsed.
Guys, I freaking relapsed. And I'm so pissed at myself. We literally were talking about how good I was doing and how, like, my habits have been better, where I've been actually, like, not drunk eating at all. And, like, if I have been drunk eating, it's been, like, at least, like, what's in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Even like that time at the Cape, I almost relapsed.
Yep.
And you stopped me. And yep. I was like, okay. But that, I was like really, really drunk. Like, I don't remember getting that drunk in a while.
Wow.
So I was like, ugh, don't like that. But yeah, I don't know if it was just like us talking about it or whatever. But guys, I have to read you my order too. You're going to lose your shit.
Tell me.
So I relapsed. Okay. I got really drunk and I drunk ordered Uber Eats. Well, DoorDash. And I didn't eat it. I fell asleep and like I didn't even need to order it. And this is literally what I ordered. I spent like $50.
Oh.
Okay, wait, here's the thing. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Scallion pancake.
Oh, it's Asian. Okay.
Yep. Coconut shrimp.
Okay.
Orange chicken.
Okay.
Pork lo mein. Okay. Chocolate lava cake.
Where did you get this from?
Walk and talk. And it was ordered at... First of all, let me tell you something. Sober me would never order that to begin with, ever. And if I were to order Chinese food, that would not even be my order. I literally... I don't know who the fuck that was that made that order, but that was not me.
It was you.
There was somebody else. You. There was some demon inside
and
of me.
And so what, you woke up and you opened your door and you just picked it up and threw it in the trash can?
Not even. So here's the thing. It arrived at my house at 2:07 a.m. I was definitely passed out before that. Mm-hmm. I woke up in the morning and I was looking at my phone and I was looking through my text messages, and typically DoorDash will text you when your order has arrived. So I woke up in the morning, I didn't even know I had ordered food. Like, I don't even remember ordering it. I looked through my text messages and I was like, fuck, I ordered food? And then I looked through my DoorDash order. It's like, you spent $50, your food came at 2 a.m. And I was like, oh my God, Cam, kill myself. Like, I can't believe I just did that. So then I was like, all right, I'll just go down later when I feel like it and toss it out. I was like aggressively hungover that day, obviously. And Cam had left early in the morning. I pretty much went downstairs in the afternoon and the food was gone. And I was like, Cam, did you like throw that away for me? Because if so, like, thanks. Like, and he goes, no, I did not touch it. And I was like, so right now it's kind of a mystery if some rando stole my order and ate it, which I really hope they didn't.
I hope they did and it just didn't go to waste.
They'll get food poisoning. The food was left out.
Well, maybe they stole it at night when it got there.
You know what? Technically it was morning because it was 2 a.m.
It took that morning.
I mean, no, they couldn't have because Cam left my house at 8 a.m. and he went down and he saw it.
Oh. Maybe they saw the timestamp and just threw it out.
I'm hoping so. That would be
probably stinking up the foyer or something.
I really hope someone threw it out because that would be like best case scenario. But if someone ate it, Godspeed to you.
I mean, rest in peace to you.
I know. Yeah, that sucked.
It's okay. I mean,
so I bought drunk food that's in my freezer, and I'm hoping reverse psychology will kick in where I don't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Is
it orange chicken and coconut shrimp and scallion and the lava cake?
Dude, the lava cake was like, that was the funny one.
Cherry on top.
I know, like, why? Like, literally, why? I've never drunk ordered dessert in my entire life. Like, it was so good.
I think we were talking about it that night.
Maybe.
I'm 90% sure we were talking about lava cakes that night.
Shit. What even happened that night? What did we do?
The boat, wasn't it?
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay, our friend group in boats, we cannot hang. I don't know what it is with us in water, but like,
it was a 2-hour boat, so it's not like we got like crazy lit on the boat. It's just like the woman that was working on the boat was like making us shots, like green tea shots.
She gave us like 3 rounds of shots. I'm pretty sure I was chugging my drink because I was like, I only have 2 hours and I want to make my money's worth, which is such a bad habit and a bad mentality.
Yeah.
And then when we went to our friend's house to post game after, we just kept drinking. I don't know.
Yeah. That was the drunkest I've been in a while, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm glad you were drunk, too, because Cam said I was pestering you. And I was like,
I mean, what else is new when we're drunk?
I was like, was it bad? He was like, nah, it was funny. And I was like, oh, okay. I hope she's not mad. Like, I feel bad.
No. It's definitely been worse before. So, no, you're good. Listen, that bad.
But then we saw the videos the next day, and I was like, ooh. My favorite was there was one video where Steph in the background just goes, "Dance, man!" And I was like, oh, snap, that woman is done.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I'm pretty sure everyone got lit that night. Like, lit. Maybe Cam was a couple steps behind because he came like 2 hours later, but at least I hope so because I was
a He's human. Also a little bit of a tank. Like, I don't think he gets that drunk and like, he gets really drunk when he's drinking whiskey, but he was just having high noons when he came. And I don't know, he was having fun with Bob and Della. He really likes them, by the way. Oh, but, the guys were doing guy stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. Like,
that was fun.
How's Bob? He was drinking Belvedere.
Oh, my gosh.
Technically, because that's good quality vodka, was he, like, okay?
He was fine. Yeah, so he was fine the next day. I was honestly fine the next day, too, which
What?
Confused about? Wow. Although we did order food.
You guys ordered drunk food?
Pretty sure we did.
What'd you
order? Pretty sure we got pad thai. But I ate like literally 3 forkfuls of it, then I put it in the fridge. Like, I should eat so little of it. And then, because I was like, I shouldn't eat this at night. So I was thinking responsibly. And then I just, like, ate it slowly over the rest of the weekend.
That's hilarious.
But no, we were okay the next day.
I'm glad you didn't waste your drunk food.
But, like, the thing is, we mix alcohol, too. I don't know. It was weird that I was fine.
All I can say is, you're very lucky and blessed.
Thank you.
Be grateful.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Oh, well, it's okay. It's okay to relapse every so often, you know? Now you're armed for drunk eating.
Honestly, I hope so. I mean, I really hope I don't have to get to that level where I'm, like, whipping out the app. Uh-huh. Because I feel like that only happens where I'm, like, in a really deep place where I'm like, okay, I'm not even there anymore.
You know what you should look into?
Seeing a therapy.
Well. And
what?
You might be able to, like, restrict app usage in certain
How times. Do I do that?
We'll look into it later.
That is literally the stuff that I've been looking to do for so long.
I'm sure it exists.
I have another confession that I need app restriction usage of.
What is it?
So I think I have a problem sports betting now.
I knew this was gonna happen. I knew this was gonna happen.
I mean, thankfully, I'm not, like, risky enough where I'm losing a lot of money. But I got addicted to DraftKings again. And I started betting on baseball. Which is
what?
I know.
That's so boring.
Actually, it's not. It's really interesting because there's so many games. And, like, the minute I started betting, I mean, honestly, you just Google what you're betting, right? You, like, the over and under. Like, you literally Google, what does this mean? Over and under is the easiest thing. You literally bet the score, right? So if they have, let's say, a total of, if the score is 2-1, that means 3 runs, right, in total. So you are placing a bet, will they have more than 3 or over 3?
Or runs. Under 3.
Did I...
You said more than 3 or over 3?
I meant over 3 or under 3.
Yeah.
Right? But you can also play statistics into it. In baseball, there's 9 innings. And what I'm Googling is that if they're in the top of that inning, the middle, or the bottom. So again, statistics, right? What I look at is if they're at the bottom or the middle of the 8th inning, the likelihood of them getting more runs is much lower. Therefore, I'll place my bet like that.
Okay.
I mean, again, it's a risk. It's betting, right? But after I Googled it, I was like, okay, this is not that difficult because it's all statistics. But no, again, it's still a bet.
Yeah.
So I did really well and I got like $130.
Wow.
So pretty good.
Good job.
And then I kept going.
And you lost it.
And now I have $30.
What's the moral of the story? Delete the app.
Well, now I want to at least make my money back and then delete it. So, I don't know.
No. That's also called the getting addicted to gambling. That's
But a rule of thumb is you should only bet what you're willing to lose.
Right. Yeah, of course.
So
yeah.
I essentially only put in $100 and then I made $130. So it's not like I'm profiting ridiculously.
But you're down 70.
I'm down 100.
Oh. I thought you put in $100.
I put in 100, then I had 130. Now I have 30.
Okay, well.
Quick maths.
Quit sports betting.
You put this in my head. You started this.
Oh, shit, I did.
That's the problem. When you guys put shit in my head.
You can't blame me. Every dude is doing this right now. It's so annoying. It's like sports season. And like, dude, we're not anti-sports. It's just like.
Plus, it does make watching the sport more interesting.
Yeah, but then you also just don't have to watch the sport if you're not interested in it.
I'm not watching baseball. I'm just, like, Googling.
It's just so random, dude.
I know. The worst part is I've been doing it before bed. I don't know why.
So strange. Anyway, we have a lot of things we need to talk about today.
I don't know. Okay, Below Deck. That guy season who's a premiere. Fraud.
Ruin.
Yo.
Okay, so if you what guys didn't watch,
he ruined his freaking chance.
Nice, it's crazy. So Below Deck Med had the season premiere on Monday.
I don't know, but
Tuesday, carry Monday on. Or Tuesday.
I caught up,
and it's just one episode, so I hope so. Although you, I don't know if you know what catching up means. You're like, I'm caught up. I'm just like 3 episodes behind. Like, I don't understand.
It's because before they used to have back-to-back episodes in one night.
I know, that was crazy.
So even every time I try to catch up, I was always behind.
Yeah, but you weren't caught up.
Well, anyway, I was trying to catch
up. That was the craziest season premiere of Below Deck ever. Like, wow. Okay, first of all, Chief Stew is missing because of, like, immigration things.
Dude,
to
the
me.
Biggest shit show ever.
Which, like, okay, fine. Like, they just appoint the second Stew as Chief. Which is, oh my gosh, what's her name?
The Chief Stew?
The temporary. Natalia, yeah.
Wait, Natalia is not temporary. Are you talking about the name of the temp or the name of the woman who got appointed Chief Stew temporarily?
Well, oh, the name of the girl that was Chief Stew temporarily. Natalia.
Yeah.
To me,
I
from the previous
her.
Season.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
She's been a good Chief Stew, like, at least
she
in
has,
that episode.
Yeah. And I'm really excited when Kyle... for Kyle to come, because I love Natalia and Kyle's banter and their relationship.
I didn't know Kyle was coming.
He's like the gay South African.
Yeah,
he's coming back. It's, they show it. Remember he had immigration issues?
Oh wait, Kyle. Okay, no,
is
I was mixed
name?
Up. Yes, I mixed him up with a different Kyle from Below Deck.
Oh. I don't know why I said, oh, I have no idea who the other person is.
It's okay, it doesn't
about.
Matter. Yes, I'm so excited for Kyle, too! He's so
That's
good!
The
I
thing.
Love their relationship,
they're
too. It's very love-hate.
Very love-hate, and it's just so good, so I'm pumped.
Yeah! Oh my gosh.
But yeah, no.
And then
Toomey will come back, yeah.
Toomey will come back as Chiefs, too, and then there's this bosun that comes on, Ruin, who they come on, and then I guess I'm not going to explain maritime rules because I don't know them.
He basically didn't have his driver's license, essentially, and he was in the car. That's the perfect metaphor.
Yeah.
Metaphor? Example.
Yeah. No,
it's not a metaphor?
No, you nailed it. You nailed it.
Oh, sick, sick.
And so he had a copy of it, quote unquote, which is like, yeah, exactly. If you don't have a copy of your license, they're like, this is like, you can't accept a copy.
I mean,
of
they
your
basically
license.
Said, like, when you go to an, when you, no, I think they use a driver license example. They're like, if you're literally driving a car and a cop pulls you over, you're not going to show them a photocopy.
Yeah.
You're going to show them your original.
Right. So that was like a little red flaggy. And then Captain Sandy's looking into it, talking to whatever authority, like port authority or whatever. And then scans the photo. And the photo of his, I think it's of his photocopied version of it is not him. They have some kind of app or something that, I don't know, like that verifies it. It's not him. And they're asking him for his real copy. And he's like, I've never needed it. I'm having my friend send it from South Africa. And then, yeah, other crew members are commenting, like, exactly the car metaphor, saying, like, this is very common. Like
it's so sus, like, what he's doing.
Yeah. So there's all of that going on. So he's very sus, but then he gets called that his best friend from growing up dies.
I literally had to double take that because I was, like, folding my laundry while watching. And the minute he goes, this is my ride or die, and they died, I was like, I'm sorry, what? Like... Oh my god.
Yeah.
That was deep. I was like, this is episode one.
I know.
And all this chaos is happening. Like, cheese and crow.
Yeah, cheese and crow.
That's what you say a lot. You
cheese always, and crow.
That's what I just said.
You said cheese and crow.
I said cheese and crow. That's literally what you text me.
Yeah, but a crow is a real thing. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
Why did you say Jeezum crow?
It's just, I don't know. It's just like a saying.
You literally, when you started texting me that, like randomly like a while ago, I was like, what in the world?
My sister said it and then I just called him, whatever. Anyway, I cried when he got
you
back.
You cried?
Yeah, I was literally like lolling and crying that episode because like it was just so chaotic. Like the guests come on, he like drops his phone in the hot tub and then like submerges himself in the hot tub.
I was laughing so hard. What did the text you be like, oh my god, this bitch belly flopped. Not even belly flopped. He just like pencil dived into
like
the hot tub.
Penguins into the hot tub. And like they just came on, so then they're like nice like yacht clothes and he dives into the hot tub and he's like, dude, the iPhone is waterproof. Like you need to like risk your whole probably expensive
dude, he
outfit.
Literally fend for his life in there. He went to like, oh my god, that guy's life flashed before his eyes. Like,
insane. Oh my gosh.
He took a bullet for that phone.
He really did. That whole episode was just so funny.
Oh
so
my
then,
god.
Like, the Chief Stew, the temporary Chief Stew, she's doing really well. And then, like, the two other stews.
Yeah.
One of them's like, I love being told what to do. Like, it's so fun. Like, that's why I love being, like, second stew. And then there's a brand new girl, basically, that doesn't know what she's doing. And the second stew is like, I don't want to teach her. Like, I want to be told what to do. I don't want to tell someone. And she's, like, being so mean about it. And, like, just being so sassy. And just like, this is your job.
The fact that she goes, we're literally earning the same tip. It's like, okay, bro, that's called being a team.
Yeah.
That's what being a team does. Like,
she's probably going to have drama through the season. If day one she's acting like
that. I'm so excited to see how this bitch is going to flip out. Like, it's going to be good.
It is. And then we have a couple of gals on deck, which we love.
Yeah, actually, it's like all ladies. And Rue was like the only dude.
Yeah, right? Well, and Luca.
Oh my god, Luca.
Below Deck Down Under. I'm so happy.
I really like him.
Yeah.
He's sweet. He's fun. He's really cute. I know he's like short, but he's a good vibes. He's like fun to watch. Like,
he's definitely going to be having some boatmances, I'm sure.
Oh, he's going to try and get with all the girls. He's probably like in heaven right now. Like, the fact that he's single, he's not with Jamie from the last charter.
Yeah, if you guys watched the end of Below Deck Down Under, he was the one that swooped in on Jamie when she was dating Culver. And was like, gonna make out. And then they did.
It's a little playboy. Like,
yeah, so that's going to be juicy.
I'm happy he's back, though. Like, that was good. And, like, he was such a good lad, too, when Rowan got the phone call and he was like crying, and thankfully Luca was just there. Like, she's like, oh, you're such a good sweet person, as Aisha would say. He's so nice. I can't freaking do it.
I can't do it on command. It needs to come from inside. No, but that was really sweet. And he like checked in on him later in the day, which was night or in the morning. But in the morning, Captain Sandy basically had to kick him off until they got his paperwork. And then he calls Captain being like, yeah, Captain, I'm not going to get my paperwork. Basically.
He probably knows he's been caught.
Yeah. So that was a roller coaster with him.
And it was wild.
He's not like he's gone. He's off the show.
Yeah. He literally did one episode. Like,
he also posted it on his Instagram being like,
you follow him?
No. I just wanted to check like his Instagram. Okay. Like, is he okay? Like, he went through a lot. I'm concerned. He's fine, but he's like, his account's like a little like douchey. Like, you're like okay, like I get it. Like, he probably was a little sus, but he posted like his headshot of Below Deck, like, I'm on this season of Below Deck, like airing, you know, next week or whatever. And I went through the comments, and they're like, bro, you are on what episode? I don't know if you want to post it.
I guess, technically, do they have to with their contract?
Oh.
Because, like, technically, I honestly want to know how people in Below Deck get paid. Because, obviously, they're not really going to have the likelihood of them having, like, tenure. Is it tenure? Is that the right word?
Well, I don't know. I think tenure is, like, kind of, like, a technical term.
But you know what I mean, though, right? Like, the likelihood of them, like, it's not, like, in Vanderpump, right? Like, Tom's.
They've had
tenure.
They've true.
Been in the show.
Yeah.
So Below Deck, the likelihood is just less, just because it's their job.
Yeah.
They can't always be on the show all the time.
True.
So I'm like, how do they get paid? Because obviously, the longer you've been on the show, the more popular you are. That's how your pay gets.
Yeah.
But then also with these boats, like, these folks can get fired at any time,
mm-hmm.
as we've seen. So again, it's like, how does their pay work? Like, do they get paid, or do they get an opportunity to have the platform?
No,
to...
they get paid. They get paid by Bravo.
So maybe it's like they get paid by episode.
Maybe.
They must get paid by episode.
Yeah.
Because that makes sense, like, monetarily, I suppose. Just because their job is so volatile, I suppose.
Yeah.
Because they're getting hired left and right, and they're getting let go left and right. Like, Drow, he's been on the show multiple times, so his pay is probably, like, pretty good.
True.
But he wasn't in last season, like, for the whole season. He came in, like, halfway.
Yeah. Yeah, it must have to be episode by episode. That's true. I mean, they're still also getting, like, the
Who
tips
are
and stuff.
Who the business people in Bravo? And do you have jobs?
Literally. Like... do you want to hire us? We both went to business
this
school.
Is like the ballerina. I feel like every time we're always thinking of something, I'm like, how does this make sense business-wise? Like,
I know. Well, I don't want to get anyone's hopes up.
Why?
At all. But our friend has a friend whose sister has worked on Bravo.
Who?
I'm not going to say anything.
What?
No. I'm not going to say anything. But
how do I not know this?
I asked this friend when he sees this sister next time, which I don't know how often they see each other, to just throw a feeler out if she would like to come on the pod. And I know she has to remain anonymous because, like, he said that she talked about the job. Like, when they start asking questions, she kind of changed the subject. Like, I don't think she can talk much about it. But, yeah, she's been...
So this is your friend who's a guy?
Yeah, our friend.
So we have a friend who's a guy.
Yeah.
We don't really have any guy friends, which means it has to be someone significant other.
No.
He's our
guy.
Okay,
well, I'll tell you after. I just don't want to broadcast it.
Fine.
Basically, I put out feelers to say, like, if he sees her again, like, ask her if she would like to just come on the pod, even for a little bit, just to talk about her job, because I think it'd be so interesting to hear about.
I think I can guess who it is.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
But stick around, guys, because we might get someone that worked on Bravo or works on Bravo.
Wait, that would be wicked cool.
I know.
Holy shit.
I know.
Oh my god.
I know.
Also, before I don't forget, the one thing that, like, killed my heart. Honestly, this week really was a roller coaster because, like, Bravo was, like, playing with my heart. Southern Charm, the ending of that episode, I was so sad.
Can you remind me what that
Olivia
was?
Crying.
Oh, dude, yeah.
So, like, Southern Charm's been kind of crazy, yeah, too. We definitely have to touch upon that. And, like, the whole drama with, like, Austin and Taylor hooking up and, like, that whole mess.
I know.
Where
do you think they hooked up?
So, I did before. I did. I was like, they have to have. But then, so here's the thing. I'm only basing this off the two episodes we've watched. So this is my answer to that. I thought they did, but then in the second episode, Taylor goes, I swear on a Bible that we didn't. And in my head, I'm like, she's so Christian and she's so religious and, like, that would be super messed up and twisted. Like, if you ever lied to me and you said, I Bible, like, you know, and you were lying, but you said that, I would be like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So that's what made me think, okay, nothing happened. But then, like, I do think they did hook up, but, like, later.
Oh, you think later in the season they will?
Later, yeah. I think.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's a hot take.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. I mean,
like,
I don't really... The only proof that I have is that... I mean, I don't have any proof. The only thing I'm only basing it off the trailer, and I'm basing it off...
There's more conversations about it. Yeah,
yeah.
That's fair.
And, like, also when I was listening to the last episode of Pillows and Beer, like, their most recent episode, Craig was like, hey, Austin, are you pretty much, like, ready? Because, you know, like, the seasons are now playing, right? So he's like, are you ready to, like, do you think your relationships are steady? And he goes, I mean, I feel like we're good. I feel like we've all hashed it out, you know? And then Austin and Craig started saying, like, look, you got mad at that time and you dealt with it. And I think now we're all in a good place. And Craig was like, no, I totally agree. Like, I don't think you can just rewatch the episode and then get mad again. Like, that's not fair. Like, you know, this happened in the past. You already know what I said. And then Craig goes, wait a minute. Sorry, Austin goes, wait a minute. Why are you bringing this up? Like, is there something that I need to know that you said on the episode? And then Craig goes, no, you know everything. I mean, I'm just asking, like, how are we, you know? But that was, like, that whole conversation was so sus.
Yeah. So you're talking about the four dudes sitting, or was it the four of them sitting at Uptown?
So
was that conversation?
I'm talking about a multitude of conversations.
Okay.
I'm talking about the four dudes at Uptown Social having a weird conversation.
Yeah.
About Austin being tongue-tied.
That's his name, right? JT?
Yeah, JT.
He was just, like, he was...
Dude,
putting
he was
it all
just
out there,
trying to be popular on the show.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
is such a freaking move. Like, why would you do that to your friend?
Yeah, he straight up was just like, "Yo, didn't tell her to sleep over your
like,
house."
Like, if I did something sus, which I wouldn't, but if I did, and you literally called me out, I'd be like, "The actual what?"
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this in private, not in front of the show.
Yeah,
that was, like, really Like, that was ballsy for JT to do that. But yeah. He's probably like, we're on a show. I have to freaking make it good. And you know what? It did. But I'm also talking about the sus conversation between Craig and Austin in their most recent episode of Pills and Beer. That was weird. What do you think? Do you think they hooked up?
I had the same feeling as you, like, when Taylor said it. I'm like, if Taylor says no, I completely trust her. Like,
when she did the Bible thing, that's what got to me, where I was like, you can't lie with, like, the minute you bring in Jesus, you can't, like,
I wouldn't
that makes it legit.
Yeah.
Like, if people go, I swear on my life, I'm like, I don't believe you.
Those people say, I swear to God, but they're not religious. Yeah. Like, that doesn't mean anything, but, but
she's,
is,
like,
so
super,
it does. Yeah.
Super proper.
I think that, on top of, like, she confessed to Olivia before that, saying, like, okay, there was a time when you were still with Austin, I was still with Shep, but things were really bad, and, like, I had a moment being like, wait, Austin, is this something we should explore? Like, she was completely honest about that, so I'm like, okay, like, she's not just saying, no, we never hooked up. She's explaining, like, okay, we didn't hook up, but I did do this. Like, I almost had a moment where I was wondering, like, you know, am I interested in him? And then, you know, we decided not
to pursue
it. Which
was, like, the right thing to do, but that's, oh my God, I just, when she was having that conversation, I was like, that's, like, the last thing you want to hear from your best friend. Like, friend, whatever, your best friend. Like,
well, but they were just, they're kind of more recently best friends.
I know, right? But, like, still, though, Olivia's still hurting.
No, I know. And they left, like, and it was so awkward.
Oh my God.
So awkward. Although I want Taylor's sweater, but it was so awkward.
I know, she did look cute.
And they just, like, oh.
It's just more like it felt bad. Like, yeah. Taylor did the right thing. Like, she shouldn't have done it any other way. Like, what she did was the right thing. That's what a good friend would do. Yeah. It just, like, sucks.
Yeah.
For Olivia. Because it's, like, this woman was played. She literally gave herself to Austin. It's so difficult for a girl to give herself to a guy, because every girl, I'm sure every guy too, has just been fucked over. Mm-hmm. So it's just, like, a really, really shitty feeling when you, again, no matter if you're a girl or a boy or whoever you are, everyone has experienced being fucked over. So the fact that you're, like, putting yourself out there and then someone's, like, please begging to literally have you put yourself out there. What?
No, nothing.
And then you do, and then, like, in short term, they're like, never mind, and then they go to your best friend.
Yeah.
You're like, that's just, like, Austin, at least go to some rando.
I know.
Like, you're literally stabbing the heart, but.
Yeah, I appreciated her transparency about it, though. It's just
so sad.
I know. I mean, and they also didn't pursue anything, which I think if they did,
yeah,
and then she, like, was later talking about it,
well,
I think that's fair.
That's what makes me think something did happen later.
Yeah.
Is because, again, I'm only basing off the trailers, so obviously it's hard because you never know what Bravo is actually cutting, because there have been so many times where they've, like, made cuts and edits, but then, like, it's, like, separate scenes.
Yeah.
So it makes it look more dramatic than it actually is. Mm-hmm. But there is a scene in the trailer of Olivia yelling.
Being like, there's something between you two that you aren't saying. Or, like,
right.
Yeah.
And who else would that be in the cast? Because I thought about it. I was like, okay, what if she's yelling at somebody else, right? Because that could be possible.
Yeah.
But then it's like, who in the cast is shady in the relationship? We're not gonna know that yet.
Yeah.
And right now it's like the Taylor and Austin thing. And then also with all the articles coming out at, like, People and TMZ and, like, some other articles about, like, Taylor and Austin having a relationship. And that came out, like, before.
Ooh.
At the time of their filming.
Okay.
So that's what makes me think, like, did something happen? But, like,
I don't know.
And then that would also kind of add up to what Craig was saying in his recent episode to Austin, being like, are you ready for shit to hit the fan again?
Okay.
And because Austin's like, we dealt with it, but now we're good. So it's like, what is this drama? Because there's clearly something.
Ooh.
And the episode and the season's, like, building up to it. So, yeah. I don't know. I hope nothing happened, but, like, I don't trust Austin. He's kind of a little shit.
Yeah, of course. I think it's, like, the main storyline of the season is, like, Taylor and Austin, did they or didn't they, you know, like, what's going on.
Also, like, another thing of mine that's, like, a little pet peeve. So, again, going back to the recent episode of Pills and Beer, Austin literally goes, when I hear you and Paige, like, chat and, like, are like, oh, we're gonna watch a movie, Austin goes, oh, I get a little jealous and sad.
He's an idiot.
It's
like he literally
are you freaking serious? Like, bro, if that is your actual mentality,
Then literally put yourself out there. You're not putting yourself out there. You're putting your, you know, you're thinking with the other head. Not real, but he is though.
Yeah.
He's not thinking properly.
He spends a lot of time with Shep, who probably, like, I feel like Craig and Shep are like the two ends of the spectrum.
Oh yeah.
And then he's so like, he's just kind of teetering in between, being like, oh, I want to like cuddle with my girlfriend and watch a movie. And then he's also like Shep, where he just wants to sleep with everyone on the face of the planet, which I'm watching season 3, and he literally admits that.
So. You saw Austin also swoop in whenever Shep had like a woman and it didn't work out, and then Austin swooped in.
I saw the recap of it, but I haven't gotten there yet in my rewatching of it. Yeah, I haven't gotten there yet when I'm rewatching the seasons.
I don't think they bring it up that, you know, you watch. You keep going with your journey.
I'm intrigued.
There was also like a little drama between Shep, Madison, and Austin. Shep and Austin tend to go for the same woman, which is kind of the trend here. Because, again, it's not a spoiler, but it's just like a little thing where it's like, Shep and Madison had a lot of tension, and Madison is like, Shep, the reason why we have all this tension is because I turned you down.
And she dated Austin, right?
Yeah. So Austin and Shep, which is, okay, here's also another thing too. I mean, maybe boys are just engineered differently. They are.
Absolutely, 100%.
But like, they literally keep going for these same women, but they're still friends. It's like, how do you...
But also, they all like date each other, and they're all still in the same friend group. You know, it's just like, if...
I know.
Not only is it that friend group, I think it's maybe just how, like, Charleston is so small, and, like...
I guess. I mean, not Craig, though, but, like...
Yeah, well... I mean, Naomi's still in the friend group, so, yeah.
I guess you're right, because Whitney and... You saw that?
Yeah.
Whitney and Naomi?
Yeah.
So weird.
Especially now... Dude, I'm watching the old season, and Whitney is... Like, okay, I thought he was just, like, quiet in the...
Did you see him and Catherine?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. Maybe because it's a small town, they just are so intermingled with each other. And I'm like, how?
He's just cringy.
He's something.
Like, he's okay, but when he just picks up a guitar and tries to sing, like, oh my god, I can't.
The guitar.
Like, when he plays for someone, it's like that uncomfortable feeling when it's like, anyway, here's Wonderwall, and you're playing a guitar, and you're like, it's just, I don't know, makes me uncomfortable. Maybe it's just me.
Jokes. No. I'm with you. Well, that's why, like, when he and Naomi, like, hooked up, I was like, oh... My god, I did not see this coming. What the shit?
Because also right now I'm on season 3 and Craig and Naomi are dating, so she's in the picture, and then they're like doing stuff with Whitney, and I'm just like looking at her, I'm like, you can go hook up with him?
Yeah.
Like, are you serious?
Honestly, watching a show backwards is so much fun. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what we did with Vanderpump. You're doing it with Southern Charm. Like, it's the way to go. Like, I mean, if you watch it in order, sure, it makes sense, but it's way more crazy.
Yeah.
If you watch it backwards, you're like, literally, when we watched Vanderpump, and we saw Dodie and her relationship with, like, and it was a shit show, and then we watched it backwards, and in the beginning, we're like, you were with this person, and you were friends with them, and that's how you crash and burn?
Dude, I know, it's honestly so fun.
Way more entertaining.
If anyone's interested in starting a Bravo show,
watch it backwards.
Watch the most recent season so you know like where they're at right now. Which
Plus,
is what
it's
I
more
did.
Produced better.
That's true. Less cringy producing. And then start from the beginning and be like, because you know where they're going to end up.
Yeah.
And then just fill in the gaps. And it's just so entertaining.
You do love your puzzles. I feel like it's the perfect puzzle piece. Because then you're like piecing it up.
T-Rev! When does T-Rev leave? Is it later on or earlier on?
You'll find out.
Okay. I know Catherine. Like, Catherine's like, she just had her second baby. Or I'm figuring out whether or not he's the father of King Julian.
I'm not going to say anything.
No, don't.
Because I don't want to spoil.
No, I know. But it's been fun. I've been having a good time. Also, like, Bob's getting in on it, too. And he's
nice,
just, like,
nice.
Like, I won't, like, think that he's been, like... He'll, like, come in and out, and then he'll be like, so, like, what happened with her and him? Like, they break up?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, my God, goals.
saying that I told him to say to you last week and that he didn't is not this week's episode of Southern Charm, but last week's episode when like Taylor was like, I just came in and like I felt like being like, I think she said like a bad bitch or something, like when she was talking about being at the party.
Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, I just like walked in the room and I just felt like being a bad bitch or something like that. And like, he just like, I don't know. He constantly says like, I don't know. I just walked in the room and I just felt like being a bitch. Like, he just keeps saying that.
Like, are you being serious? Like, to you?
Just like, well, as I'm watching the show and like, or like, whatever. He's like, I just felt like being a bitch. And so I'm just like, put my hand over his mouth, like, slowly, like, I'm just like, please, I've gone back three times to rewatch this scene. He loved that scene.
That's so good. I just feel like. I feel like because now you guys live together, but you have so many rooms. I feel like every time he enters a room, that should just, like, this would be.
I just felt like being a bitch. He literally does that.
That's amazing.
That's,
oh, yeah. Tell him to cool it while you're watching because you're like, dude.
Dude, there was one that I was like, please, like, please, I'm just trying to listen.
That's how I am with Only Murders in the Building, except no one's bothering me. It's my own ADD. I literally just keep rewinding.
There is a lot going on in that show.
I just want to know what the murder is. So I'm like, when I watch the show, yeah, obviously. I'm also rewatching season 2, because I'm like, how, I want to figure out who the murderer is. Like, how did I miss this? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what's kind of fun of rewatching Murder Mysteries twice. Because the first time, you're just, like, along for the journey. The second time, I'm like, okay, where are the secrets?
The clues.
Yeah, yeah. The clues. I was like, where? Yeah. What did I miss?
Yeah, no, that's true.
Season 2, I'm, like, episode 5 right now, like, rewatching. And I'm like, where the fuck are the clues?
Is it not confusing to you to rewatch it?
I'll let you know when I finish. Right now, yeah, I mean, I'm, like, confused in the sense that I'm, like, how is that the killer? Like, she's, like, not even in the fucking show.
Yeah. I think that the point of their show isn't necessarily to be, like, a whodunit. It kind of is, but it's also a show, so they have to be developing the characters.
Yeah.
And they've been doing that a lot this season, I feel like.
Hot take. Because you're caught up, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think Donna's the killer?
Donna, like, did you just call her, like, from Mamma Mia, Donna?
Is that, that's her name, dude.
Donna?
Yeah, the mother of the gay son.
Oh, you, I was thinking, I was like, of Meryl Streep.
Oh my god.
I was like, what are you talking about? Donna in Mamma Mia. Yes. I'm like, Donna.
Good one. You're obsessed with Mamma Mia. I mean, I don't blame you. It's really good. I know. It's so really good.
Donna,
the mom of the gay son. It's like his play. And, okay, so talking back, it's his play. This is his first ever production. And so far, during the rehearsals, the news writer wrote a bad review. Mm-hmm. And so that's not good for the son, because this is his first ever production. So if it actually, when it goes, you know, when it's showtime, and the reviews are awful, he's done for, right? So the whole theory was that Donna was behind this, of letting go of the guy, Paul Rudd, essentially, in the show, of like kind of killing him, because he was the one who was making the show bad. The review was about him.
Okay.
So, do you think Donna is the killer?
Interesting. Are you sure you're caught up?
Episode 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you saw...
You know more than this?
Well, no. So you saw someone getting arrested?
Well, Meryl Streep got arrested.
Yeah, okay, so you did get that far.
Yeah.
Okay, so you think it's Donna instead. I mean, Wait, are you caught up? No, the last thing I saw was her getting arrested. Is there another episode?
Oh my god, you're not caught up!
So you just spoiled the show for me?
Yeah! You told me you're caught up!
I thought I was. I watched it like 2 nights ago, maybe it was 2 nights ago when I was caught up. So, it's okay.
Well, technically it's not really a spoiler, because they tell you, but it's only episode 9, so you don't actually know if it's true, but everything I just told you is literally what happens in the episode, so you're not like,
okay,
oh my god, because It's just another...
I mean, that's what every episode is. It's like, this person did it, and then the whole episode is explaining why they didn't do it, basically.
That's the thing, so it's not really a spoiler.
Yeah, okay.
It's a spoiler if I told you who the murderer was.
Okay, I'm not upset, it's okay.
You told me you were caught up!
I thought I was.
Well, you, good news, you have another episode to watch.
Well, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's really, okay, well, I guess you can't answer my question. I don't have anything else to say.
That's okay.
I feel like this is a long episode.
It is. Sorry, guys. But thank you if you stuck around for all of this. I mean, there was a lot to unpack this
week.
We
literally had 1 day hiatus this week.
I wasn't counting, but I guess you were. I guess you needed some more time than that. So I'll see you when I see you.
See you tomorrow.
Oh, jeez. Just kidding. Alrighty. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. Miss you. Bye, guys.
Too weird. Okay, thanks, guys. Bye.
Just kidding. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. You are valid. You are wonderful. You are
beautiful. Oh my god. What are you serenading them? Gosh. Longest goodbye ever.